This is K2PCB. K2PCB testing Parrot. 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4.
Audio level is a little higher than average.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB testing Parrot. 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. Good morning. This is K2PCB. This is K2PCB listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2TDQ. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. KE2GDQ. I think I can start remembering the call sign now that I think about what Ross messaged that one day about Dairy Queen. So if I remember getting Dairy Queen, got Dairy Queen, or any of those kind of things, I can remember it better. KE2 parts, so not a problem. So, welcome back to Monday, another Saturday for you, and your continuous Saturdays. How was your weekend?
The weekend was busy. We went to Olean for a niece's wedding, and we were down there most of the day and evening, which was good. It was nice. It was a beautiful day. It was a nice drive down. First time I've been back to Olean in a very, very long time. Yesterday was, I did shot some trap and mowed the lawn and did some other things around the house. But, yeah, it's another Saturday.
Wow, very nice. Yeah, I do like that that drive down. And Saturday was a beautiful, beautiful day. I know Lynn and I, we were tossing back and forth what we wanted to do, and you know, I said, well, if everything falls out, then I'll go to that ham fest, and but I ended up going kayaking. Lynn and I, just the two of us. A lot of times we'll ask my sisters to tag along or one of them, and but we just wanted a nice, peaceful first time out. And kind of on our own time. And so we went out to Bond Lake, which is out on Lower Mountain Road up in Lewiston. It's really just a pond, but it was the first time we were there. We wanted to check it out. And so we took a very, very leisurely paddle around this pond slash lake. And saw a little bit of wildlife. Obviously, we see a lot of fish in the water, one turtle. My sister does not consider a kayaking outing an acceptable outing unless she sees turtles or some other wildlife. But it was nice. We collected some bobbers, and it was a good time. And we went out to lunch. We went to something called Quesadilla Company. That's what it was. It's in Lockport. In fact, Ted's Hot Dogs used to be in Lockport, but they closed, and this place went into that location, and we had a gift certificate for there. So we did that for lunch. I'm going to drop it a second. Yeah, if we were talking Simplex Direct, we wouldn't have to worry about dropping it, but we got to make sure that we don't time out Ross's note there. Yeah, and then yesterday we went to a 5-year-old's birthday party with his great nephew, and that was nice, too, but right at the very end there, it started to rain. But that was okay because we were heading home and we were done for the obligations of the day. Yeah. All in all, it was a pretty nice weekend. I can't complain at all. Did you get any radio play time in?
The only radio time I did was actually on Friday morning after Ross turned his computer on to the, I thought it said Bruise and Cruise or something like that. Listened to them for a while. That was good. Saturday, did a couple things. I didn't even do anything on the radio. Did get my Bofang book that I ordered. And started reading that. Found some interesting facts. And then yesterday just was, like I said, went to church early, then shot trap, and yeah, no time for radio over the weekend.
Now that's quite all right. Say same thing happens to me often. That, you know, I'll get these little spurts where I'll go for multiple days, weeks, and then I'll set it aside. It's like any other hobby. Pick it up, put it down. Woodworking, pick it up, put it down. Laser engraving, pick it up, put it down. And then we have the ones that we like to do all the time. Like, obviously, shoot trap for you. That's on a schedule. And since summer's here, kayaking is going to take a higher priority. So if it's nice out, we'll probably be doing that. I did order this MMDVM board. It's a multi-mode digital voice modem. Basically, it's the hotspot board. It's a transceiver board that goes onto a Raspberry Pi. It allows you to use multiple digital modes. And I ordered that last week. It came in last night. I have no rush to assemble it because I don't have the radio to use with it yet. But that'll get assembled over the next couple weeks. And there's a giveaway I was talking about last week. And I might wait till this month's giveaway gets, the drawing gets pulled. And I know that there's like thousands and thousands of people in there, but I might wait till the end of the month before I pull the trigger on ordering the HT that I wanted. I think I'll do that. Anyway. Yeah, it's 6:30. Just went on at the clock. We'll see if Ross has made it in there. Maybe even Mark. This is KCPCB.
Yeah, I haven't heard Ross lately. I think I usually pick him up about 6:35 when he's driving in. And I obviously I gave a break there to see if Mark showed up. So. Hopefully they'll come in soon. This is KE2GDQ.
Very good. Yep, this is K2PCB. Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned the other day, so I don't recall which day it was, but Mark did connect into my node, but he connected in after we were already off the air. He connected into my node. It probably wasn't until like 8:30. Maybe quarter eight is what it was. So we were already in, and even if you were listening, he connected into my node, which at that time of the day would have been disconnected from Ross, so you wouldn't have heard it anyway. Hopefully when Ross gets in here, he'll share with us the saga of his node. He had some issues with it, trying to turn on Echolink, and ended up, I think, crashing the node. Sounded like it wouldn't boot back up, and he had to put a fresh image of the operating system on there that he had backed up. And, when he gets in, I guess we'll hear about that and see if he's made any progress. But if that's the case, Mark would be able to link it to his node, even if I'm not connected and put it on this frequency. But his signal on this frequency, I should say.
Yeah, hopefully Ross got that all straightened around. That would be kind of interesting to have Mark in here, especially since he lives in Tennessee. It'd be kind of cool, especially all the stuff I've been reading about, Echolink and East Coast Reflector and how you tie in to those systems and get into other areas. It's been really cool.
So speaking of things like that, then I think you said you were listening to the Morning Brew on Friday. So I think that's one where people connect in from all over. So I'm curious as to your thoughts on that. I don't normally get to hear that. I don't get to hear that net because we're at work, and I guess I'm not always listening. But I don't even know if that's a weekday net or if that's an everyday net. So I'd be curious what you learned about that one, what you thought of it.
The Morning Brew, that's it. I kept thinking something else. It was kind of cool. They were talking about what type of computer you use at home and or work or both. So that was different, you know. Listened to them for a little while, and then it was Friday, and Karen and I wanted to get some other things. We had people coming to work on the house pretty early, so I didn't get a chance to listen too long. But, yeah, kind of like the boater's net that we were listening to when I was at work, and those sorts of things.
Yeah, sometimes those, especially the PSRG, like you're listening to with the boater's net, when Lynn and I are on our road trips, you know, if they're on the West Coast time at 9 noon and 9 at night, you know, 12 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon, depending on, you know, where we are, what we're doing, it's nice to cruise along and bring up that system. And, you know, Lynn started to, you know, I can hear Jack's on. Oh, there's Joan. Let's hear what Joan's update is for the day. And, you know, she's starting to pick up on the people's voices. And it's just interesting, especially when you, okay, I've got an hour and a half drive where we're going. Or, you know, it's a nice filler. I wouldn't stop my day to make sure I got checked in, but definitely fun to listen along. Oh, speaking of listening, I was watching the Hackaday Link video on that single to SDR configuration that guy had. And man, that VFO that he had built, that was pretty neat. I was watching that right up until the end, and actually I was kind of like, you know, close my eyes and just listen along, because I can, you know, myself just sitting there tuning along, and yet you're finding all these radio stations, and even though it might not be my cup of tea for music or the broadcast channel, it's nice to kind of listen to that and hear it and think, oh wow, this is making its way around the world. Or you know, think about sometimes the shortwave stations need to change their frequency, the transmitter. Oh, they're transmitting from Maine during the day, but in the evening they're on this transmitter in another state. And it's all really cool. It's all very, very cool. And then at the bottom of that link that you had sent, there was another link about, how was it phrased, something about, I'm going to buy Commodore, I'm buying Commodore, something like that. And there is this retro computer enthusiast who is in dealings with the current owners of the Commodore IP that, is looking to buy up the Commodore brand and all of its trademarks. And trying to get something started again, which has been done many times before, but some people were just holding companies. They didn't do anything with it. Clearly, I timed out.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened. You all of a sudden you dropped out. I didn't realize. I had read in that new book I got that some repeaters or nodes do have a timeout setting, and it kind of makes sense. Are we hearing anything from KC2PDT to this morning?
Good morning, K2PCB. Can you hear me? KR4DGA.
Well, Brad, that's not the KC2PET that you were calling out for to see if he was on, but we do have another mystery guest. But it's not so much of a mystery. We have KR4DGA, Mr. Mark, calling in from Tennessee. Good morning, sir. And if I glance over, yep, it looks like an EchoLink connection. So good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So how are you finding that new EchoLink app that you have installed on your phone? Is that a positive contribution to your radio endeavors? Even though it's not RF, it does allow you to easily get into quite a few other systems.
Well, the Echolink F allows me to get into basically a whole bunch of systems. I was listening when I was on vacation here. I was listening to the repeater here locally in Tennessee via it. And obviously, I can transmit off my phone via Echolink U. So that's kind of cool because I would have to pull up one of the repeaters here.
Ah, very nice. You may have heard me talking to someone else. I don't know how long you were listening in there, but you have Brad in there, KE2GDQ is his call sign, KE2DGQ, and you may recognize this person. In fact, I'll let him say hello.
Good morning, Mark. How you been? How's the job at Borla?
I'm actually not even at Borla anymore. I'm actually work for Metco, and they're the ones that make those Americana grills. You see, like Walmart and stuff with charcoal grills.
So, how long has it been since you transitioned over there, and what is your new role over there, Mark?
Sorry for the delay. I had to get my keys from my truck. I've been there a year now, so made the transition about a year ago. Really liking it. It's 13 minutes from my house, and still doing manufacturing engineering.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I didn't know you had transitioned over there. And we were just talking about your previous position a couple weeks ago. So if anyone asked, we can give them an update. That's pretty wild. I assume that I think you were involved with trying to automate some welding processes. Is that something similar that you're doing, or is this all around manufacturing now?
I'm really actually into a lot of heavy projects right now, automating the full press lines.
Oh, that is very awesome. So you say you're in the truck now. Does that mean you're now on your way to work? Speaking of work, I am walking into to work myself now. I didn't see Ross this morning. Unless something came up, he's off today, or maybe he was scheduled on PTO, and I just don't recall.
Nope, I'm here, KC2PET. You know who woke up the earliest morning, so had to take care of her before I left. So I was late getting on the road, and I heard Mark and everybody else in there, so I'll let Mark and Brad catch up together. Me and you talk Saturday. As you know, my node decided to have a heart attack, but back running, at least that's a good part, but yeah. So I'll let you get to work, and then we can let Brad and Mark catch up together.
Yeah, I'm just walking in here now. But, yeah, we normally get on a few minutes earlier, Mark, if you're available. I did hear the rooster in there. Obviously, you were in the middle of your chores. But, yeah, if you have time to get on earlier, pop in. We're pretty much in there every morning, except for Thursday, like I was saying.
Yeah, I'm usually when you guys are on, it's literally when my alarm goes off. So I try to get out there now because I don't want to get chat over comms when everyone else in the house is sleeping. So I usually turn it on when I head outside to go feed the animals. But if I decide to get my butt up earlier, I'll turn it on.
That's very good. Yeah, the door's always open. Well, I'm going to get started here. I'll leave it connected if you want to catch up with Brad in the last few minutes of your ride. And I'll talk to you when we talk to you. Good morning. This is K2PCB.
Mark, it's been definitely a long time. How long have you been gone from PCB now?
Over 3 years now. So I've been in Tennessee for 3 years. So. loving the state. I literally get to look at the mountains right out my house window, so a nice view. As you can tell, probably from all the animals, we got a little farm going here on the side. So I'm just loving life down here.
Very nice. Travis or Ross probably didn't tell you, but I am now starting my fourth week of retirement from PCB.
I did not know that. Congratulations. Must feel nice to just be able to relax and all that stuff. How long were you with PCB?
I left 5 days short of being there 18 years.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I always liked that PCB. I thought that was great. I just wanted a change in my life and try something different. So I kind of came down to Tennessee on vacation, and my wife looked at me, she goes, would you move down here? I said, no, I do. She goes, all right, let's find your job. So that's why, kind of why we moved. It's kind of a different adventure.
Yeah, Tennessee is a nice area. On a previous job, I did some business down there, and I enjoyed it. I have a friend of mine that was in the Air Force, that we were in the Air Force together, that lives down in Tennessee, in Chattanooga area. He does say it gets pretty humid in the summer, and I get enough humidity up here.
Yeah, if you're down in Chattanooga, I can see that because you're in the valley, of course. I'm literally in the mountains. I can see the mountains right now on my drive, so we kind of get a lot of breezes. One thing I do notice here is it's a little bit windier than other places, so definitely get a lot more airflow. But it does get hot, but humid. But it's only for about a month or two. Like late August, and then it's almost September. That's usually when it gets really bad. But for the most part, if I do anything, it's outside. It's kind of a typical thing. You do it early in the morning or late in the evening.
Yeah, I was just looking up here. This is your call sign is KR4DGA. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure I know everybody's call sign that I'm talking to. So that's what I'm trying to do. How did you get involved in ham radio? This is KE2GD2.
I talked to Travis when I worked at PCB, and he actually bought me a radio before I left, and I was like, oh, it's something I want to get into, just never have. And then we had that hurricane hit here, and we lost cell signal and everything due to that, because a lot of the flooding and stuff took out some towers and stuff. And then so I kind of really started to get back into kind of communications. So that's when I was like, all right, I'm just going to buckle down and study for my technician test and work from there and start getting into it as an extra means of emergency communications. And I was just kind of in the hobby. I told Travis that I got my license, and I was like, and he's like, awesome. And then she started telling me about AquaLink and talked through the repeaters. And then I saw that an app, so I put the app on my phone so that way I wouldn't have to hold up the repeater, so that way we can kind of just use his node.
Yeah, that's interesting. Years and years ago at a previous life, there was a gentleman that I worked with pretty closely. He was in the ham radio. And I did a search, and it seems like he still renewed his license, so I may have to try to reach out to him. But I bought these Bofang radios in case things went sideways, I would have something. And talking to Travis and Ross, and decided, well, why not go ahead and get started? And so I took my test and passed, and obviously the rest is history.
Yeah, I think the next testing cycle is either July or another one here. I might try to push for my general. I just, right now, I was a little busy with different stuff on the farm and also taking a vacation and stuff. So I don't think I'll make the July one study-wise, but probably the next one they have in the fall. So I'll probably try to do it in the fall to get general so I can start using more high-frequency stuff.
Yeah, I plan on taking my general exam probably early fall. I got to see when they're going to do it again and start studying. I actually felt like I studied more for my technician's exam than I did any of my college courses.
Yeah, I ended up getting that ham radio prep app, and I was really done with the test in like 10 minutes, and they were kind of looking at me funny, and then they went and did the test sheet, and the guy looked at me and gave me a thumbs up and goes, "Wow, you really passed." So that really helped with that app. So
I bought a book from ARRL for my ham license, and did some reading in there, and Travis also set me up with a bunch of questions on his website that he generated through ChatGPT. So I do a bunch of questions, and I read a bunch of, try to figure out the ones I missed. I go back and look in the book, read that section again, and it seems to have stuck, because I did pass my test on the first time. So this is KE2GDQ.
Hey, Brad, I'm actually at work now, so I'm going to have to get my 73. This is KR4GDA, and I'm out.
KR4GDA73, this is KE2GDQ, and clear.